First of all, can you give us an update of where you are in terms of the new manager?
Yeah, I mean, the recruitment process started the second that the decision was made to replace Gary. There's a number of candidates that have applied that have piqued the interest of the board. Furthermore, there's a number of candidates that are currently working within the game that the board are keen to investigate. Today shows just how important it is that we get the right person to take the group forward. So I'm not saying that it means that things will speed up in any way. There won't be any hasty decisions made, but as I say, it just reinforces how we need to make the right choice to take the club forward.
There's a report today. You've asked permission to speak to Danny Lennon at Clyde. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I mean, there's three individuals at other clubs. I wouldn't go into detail, I wouldn't do that to another manager or another club, but there are three in particular that were keen to speak to, so we'll see how that progresses.
And you say you've had a number of inquiries as well, a number of applications. That piqued your interest? Would you look to talk to some of them as well?
Yeah, without a doubt. We want to make sure that we go through the process correctly, it's thorough. As I say, you hope in games like today that you get a bounce and that maybe eases the necessity to get somebody, but when that doesn't happen, it just brings home to you the importance, as I say, and how important it is to make the right decision.
Is there a temptation to broaden the scope, Jenny, to maybe go for a kind of adventurous appointment that would surprise a few people, or do you think you need safety first, just given where you are?
I think first and foremost, it's got to be the right fit. You know, everybody, all coaches, managers have their own attributes, and some can work in certain circumstances. We are, obviously, every club's got their own sets of specific circumstances. We're no different, so we need to have the right individual that's able to come in. Most importantly, work with the squad that we've already got in place, quickly identify if there's any changes that have to be made, and then work towards implementing those changes in the January window. So we've not got any identikit or personal profile specific as to they must fit this criteria. There's the most important thing is that we identify somebody that we feel is going to be successful and going to be a good fit for this football club.
I know you've obviously not identified any sort of time scale, but is there a good possibility you'll be in the dugout for the game yourself?
I don't know if the board will be too happy about that after today. Yeah, I mean, of course, myself and Scott and Kenny took the team Thursday, Friday, and we'll continue to do that until the appointment's made. And yeah, of course, if it's not made by Wednesday, then we'll get the steel helmets out for the Parkhead dugout on Wednesday.
Were you disappointed in the team's performance today? Did they
give
you the
bouncing moment? No, I mean, we started the game well. We were trying to get the ball in the wide areas because we felt that Cardone and Zanata are capable of causing problems for teams. We did that without then getting the final ball, getting that vital first goal, and unfortunately for us it was two mistakes that Dunfermline took full advantage of. When you go two goals down in a game, then it's always a big ask to try and get into it. But bitterly disappointed, because we genuinely felt that everything set up today, the conditions, the pitch, everything was set up for the guys to go and give us a positive performance, and it just didn't happen.
I know so much on your plate, but it's difficult for the fans that want to know what's happening in terms of the ownership of the club as well. Is there anything developing there, Jerry?
No, I mean, that's still moving forward very, very slowly. I mean, yeah, you're right. Supporters are obviously concerned that they feel that there's the potential change, so that causes anxiety for them. But I mean, the important thing for the players is they've got 90 minutes on a Saturday when they can shot everything out. It's a great escape from everything else that's going on in a club's life and in their own life. So that's all we can really concentrate on. And when we don't get a performance that, that we're looking for, it just makes it all the more disappointing.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Okay, guys. Thank you.